It's Wednesday, November 8th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Ian Squire, one of four British missionaries kidnapped in Nigeria, Africa 3 weeks ago, has been killed by Muslim militants, according to the Foreign Office. But the other three have been released, reports Christian Today. The four were taken in a remote part of the Delta State, where they were delivering aid to villages with a medical charity called New Foundations. Democrat Ralph Northam defeated Republican Ed Gillespie yesterday in the Virginia gubernatorial race, according to NBC News. It was the first major election since President Donald Trump's victory last year, possibly forecasting the political storm to come in next year's midterm contests. Plus, a liberal transgender Democrat, who goes by the name Danica Rome, despite being a man, beat Republican conservative incumbent Bob Marshall in yesterday's race for Virginia State Rep. The Los Angeles Police Department is investigating a rumored Hollywood pedophile ring after former child actor Corey Feldman filed a formal police report identifying the men he claimed sexually abused him as a child, reports the Daily Mail. Just last week, Feldman revealed the identities of two alleged child molesters on Dr. Oz, men he claims took advantage of him and other adolescent screen stars years ago.
So we understand you're willing to take a report about a crime that was committed, a sexual assault 20 years ago, 25 years ago? I said, look, I'm going to give you the names of everybody I have any knowledge of, and I would like you to start putting the pressure on all of them.
Civil rights activist Reverend Jesse Jackson has been accused of sexual harassment by a journalist named Danielle Young, who says he grabbed her thigh while making a crude comment, reports NBC Chicago. There are three things that Christian women can do to help Christian men be victorious in the area of purity, contends Jay Freeman in a column for Christian Today. First, Freeman writes that you need to, quote, realize your brothers are in sin and pray for them, end quote. Second, if you're aware that a Christian man has sinned sexually, talk to your pastor or other Christian men about telling him, quote, he's wrong and that there's hope in Christ, end quote. And thirdly, Freeman encourages women to dress modestly, noting that, quote, there's no use praying for your brother in the Lord and asking your pastor to talk to him about his struggles while you wear all sorts of revealing clothes that actually tempt him to commit sin, end quote. 1 Timothy 2:9 says, I also want the women to dress modestly, with decency and propriety. The shares of Disney and 21st Century Fox are rising as Wall Street praises the potential of an asset deal between the two media companies, reports CNBC. No word on how a merger would impact Fox News Channel's conservative bent. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is cracking down on companies it says are making unsubstantiated claims that certain products made from marijuana can cure cancer, reports the CBS affiliate in Philadelphia. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said, quote, we don't let companies market products that deliberately prey on sick people with baseless claims that their substance can shrink or cure cancer, and we're not going to look the other way on enforcing these principles when it comes to marijuana-containing products, end quote. Thanks to the gentle, prayerful presence of the 40 Days for Life sidewalk counselors, 492 babies in 375 locations were spared abortion after their mothers chose life for their babies, reports Life News. For example, in Greensboro, North Carolina, one woman who was walking into the abortion mill to murder her baby asked for prayer from the pro-lifers gathered on the public sidewalk. After they prayed for her, the volunteers talked with her about pregnancy resources in the Greensboro area and gave her a brochure, prompting her to leave. Proverbs 24:11 says, rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. And finally, Reverend Billy Graham celebrated his 99th birthday yesterday. 4 years ago, Billy Graham delivered his final public message entitled My Hope America from his living room chair. We have it linked in our transcript at theworldview.com.
I look out across an audience when I stand up to preach, and I think of all the people with their different backgrounds and their various needs. I know that they are objects of God's mighty love to the point that he gave his son, his only son, to die upon a cross. And the cross was the most terrible form of execution by the Romans for criminals. And Jesus endured all that in our place because of our sins. We deserved the cross. We deserved hell. We deserved judgment and all that that means.
As Christian Headlines reported, his son Franklin said, quote, "As a family, we are just so very grateful that he is still with us. His mind is good, but he's quieter these days. He cannot see or hear well, but his health is stable. On his birthday, some family will be with him and will give him his favorite cake, a lemon cake with lard icing. He loves those cakes, but it has to have the lard icing." End quote. Lard icing. I knew I was missing something important in my diet. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 8th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.